You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Not to go mad. I am Chad Holmes. The time is 9:07. Sun is shining here in downtown Wausau. We are live from our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Again, the sun is shining. I mean, last couple of days, isn't that indicative of life as we know it? We go through a major storm. Somehow, you know, the wind's blowing. As you said, the door won't even close. It's just craziness. You're trying to get back home through the snow and the ice-covered roads.
And today it's like the calm sun, after the storm.
And the sun is out and the blue skies are there. So
yeah,
we got to keep an eye on the blue skies and
absolutely
try to move forward in a positive way. 26 degrees under fair skies. 18 degrees is the wind chill factor. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by going to YouTube.com and become a subscriber to the 98.9 WXCO channel. We put up our program each day. If you miss it, you can go back and watch it at your convenience. But you can also watch us live right now by going to YouTube.com. 98.9 WXCO channel, not the Civic Media channel. That's we got other programming on at this time, but we want you tuned in right here. And you can be a part of the show as well. We'd love to hear from you. 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. That is either to call or to text. And we would love to hear if there's something we are talking about that you either agree or disagree with, or if there's something that we're missing that you would like to bring up and talk about as well. Again, call or text us, 715-382-9297, or by going to the Civic Media app, opening up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, and you can contact us there as well. Coming up here in hour number two of the program, in about 12 minutes or so, we will be joined by the chairperson of the Marathon County Democratic Party, Nancy Stensel. Plenty to talk about. As I mentioned in the first hour, there is an event going on at the noontime hour over at Tom Tiffany's office, in front of Tom Tiffany's office, in the public sidewalk area. Wondering, where is Tom? We know Tom paid a visit to the area on Tuesday, and if there's a hate-filled conference, you know Tom Tiffany will be there. Mm. Oh, I should be. Sun is shining. I shouldn't be so nasty, but we're going to talk about that, talk about a lot of other issues going on, and frankly, they're not all great issues. Obviously, in the last week or so, it's not been, there's been a lot of strife within the Democratic Party after the Senate Majority Leader basically pulled the rug out under a lot of other folks in the party, and whether or not there might be changes, how does that affect local parties? We're going to talk a lot about different issues with Nancy Stensel coming up at 9:21. Yeah. Then at the end of the program, we'll have our daily history lesson, talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history, talk about a few celebrity birthdays, talk about some of the special events being acknowledged today, and then, of course, as we do every weekday, we wrap things up by testing Ian Welsh. We give Ian Welsh our number for the day quiz. We give him a topic, Then we give him the actual question. We give him three choices, two of which are incorrect and one of which is correct. So based on the math, should get one out of three right just by guessing. Mm-hmm. So 33%. So that's always the goal to start off the week, to get at least 33% correct. Above 33% is a passing grade. Below 33% is a failing grade. But we have higher expectations for you than that. Mm-hmm. In fact, we should have high expectations for everybody. And that's what we do starting right here. We want more than just a passing grade. We want a winning week. A winning week is where you have more right than wrong. So that would be 3 out of 5. 2 out of 5 is a passing week. 3 out of 5 is a winning week. Your best ever week is 4 out of 5. You've done that 3 different times.
Yes, I have.
And we are still looking for that holy grail.
Yep.
A perfect week. 5 out of 5. 1 week you had 4 out of 4 and then could not get it over the finish line. But it shows it's possible. It is possible. We just got to keep chugging away. And we see the beads of sweat every day as you think deeply and try to figure out what the correct answer is. But we will wrap things up today again with the number for the day quiz. And normally at this point, we give you the topic to sort of stew on for the next 40 minutes or so.
Okay.
And we'll give you the topic here. And again, I don't know why I found this topic, because I know it's like going to annoy a few people. But the topic for our number for the day quiz is Barron Trump. Barron Trump. He is the youngest son of the President of the United States. Barron Trump.
Didn't even realize that.
you learned something already. And you're going to learn something else.
I can't say I've ever heard of him ever mentioning his son, Barron.
Maybe he has, been a while. Just you saying the fact that Donald Trump rarely mentions people. But I just chuckle because Donald Trump is not known as the most touchy-feely, loving kind of guy. But
maybe at one point, for a little while.
So we're going to talk. He'll be the topic, Barron Trump, at the end of the show. So who knows what that could be.
Give me something to think about.
Well, okay, but I'm glad that you're learning something here, and maybe some other folks will learn something as well. So
it's always good to learn something.
There you go. That's exactly right. So, all right. So
it's quite interesting. Your first name, though.
Well,
I'm not saying it's a bad name.
But you mentioned that, and I don't think a lot of people remember this. But back in the 1980s, there was a person named John Barron that would call up reporters in New York City, TV people in New York City, and basically be a spokesperson for Donald Trump. The man's name was John Barron. And he would always be saying, you know, trying to get pushed across good information about Donald Trump. Then it came to light that John Barron was not really John Barron. John Barron was not the person that's working on the staff for Donald Trump. You know who John Barron actually was? Trump himself. Donald Trump himself would call reporters up in the 1980s to try to plant stories and say good things about himself. But he would say, I'm John Barron. I work for Donald Trump. And then I remember hearing somebody recorded this call. And it was so obviously Donald Trump. And it just shows what a small little man he is. I mean, that he felt the need to make up this false persona in order to try to get good stories put in the media about himself.
Well, he's not the only president that's done that, though. You remember the Silence Do-Good letters? It was actually a Benjamin Franklin posing as an older woman. So it's not the first.
All right. So
Trump is not
right,
the first person who's done. If you know your history.
There you go.
But look it up, because I'm not making that up.
No, I don't think. Yeah, I've heard that too. And I actually
remember that from high school. My high school history class. I remember that.
But I find it so hilarious that not only did he must love the name Barron Trump, because number one, he makes up his this publicist as John Barron, and now his youngest son is named Barron. I mean, it's almost like he doesn't care that people realize he was a complete fraud when it came to this John Barron character. I'm going to name my kid Barron. I mean, it's just, yeah. Oh, man. But you brought, oh, boy. I got. I was not planning on going on this tangent here in this segment, but I tell you, it's just, so that's our president, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. All right, let's, again, beautiful start here weather-wise. Yesterday, we got about 7 inches of snow.
Yeah.
But as I mentioned earlier when I was driving into work this morning, the roads were very slick. I mean, it was a case yesterday where we had some freezing rain to begin with, and then all that snow came. And then when the plows came by and cleared the roads, that would still leave a layer of ice. So even now, if you're driving around this morning, I know certainly, I mean, I'm looking outside right now at Washington Street, and you see this layer of ice out there. Mm-hmm. So even if you're walking across the street or you're driving on some of these streets, make sure that you do not go too quickly. Don't assume because the sun is out right now and that the plows have gone through that there are not some slick spots on the road, especially while the temperature remains below freezing. So again,
please,
it was,
be careful.
Yeah, it was a bit hairy driving in this morning. It took me a lot longer than it normally does to get here. And in fact, last night, as I mentioned, the fact that when I drove home at about 8:30, 8:45 mm-hmm. last night after the show, I was very nervous because I just got my car back after my issues. They finally get to, I had 3 weeks where my car was in the shop after I hit that deer last month. I finally got my car back on Friday, and I'm driving home and I'm just thinking, nah, I don't want to get into another fender bender. Mm-hmm. And then I got home and, you know, went to bed. And I had a dream last night.
Oh, no.
That I got into a fender bender. That I was driving and I lost control and I spun around a couple of times. Ugh. And I clipped another vehicle. Not hard, but I clipped it. And then I kept driving like an idiot. And I woke up before I found out what the total damage was. But it's like, in my psyche right now, I'm all worried about getting into another fender bender after just having my car fixed. You know, it's like craziness.
I'm glad you got your car back, though.
I'm glad I got my car back, too. That was a long time, 3 weeks. Man. And I had to rent a car, and that cost me money, and I didn't like that.
It must have been the weather that was giving you the,
I don't know,
bad dream.
I think it might have been, but it's like, oh, and I woke up and I was like, oof, I'm glad I really did not get into a fender bender, and I had to get my car fixed again.
The total was in
exactly. So I'm gonna diagnose my dreams here on this show before we're all said and done. The time is 9:18. Again, the temperature right now is 26 degrees under fair skies. We're going to take a quick timeout and then come back and talk to the chairperson of the Marathon County Democratic Party, Nancy Stencil. That's coming up next. Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Destination Unknown, name of this song. I like to connect things. Where we're going, I have no idea.
I don't either.
Is that when the timing of the music works with the timing of what we're going to talk about?
I know it, and we're very happy to, not to say that Nancy Stencil has no idea where she's going. I know she's got some good ideas. But
oh, my goodness.
Good,
yeah.
Good to have you back.
It's been a whirlwind.
I know.
What
every
a week.
I mean, you come in every 2 weeks, and it feels like we could literally spend 3 hours talking about just what's happened in the previous 2 weeks.
We really could. We could fill a morning easily.
I tell you,
we?
Exactly. Oh. Right. But I want to start off with this event going on today. I think it's, again, I love the way it's been set up as well. I mean, this is not, everybody's saying, okay, just, it's public area. We just want to let Tom know that, hey, we
hey,
like
you
to...
got some other constituents
exactly.
that aren't real happy
We got
with
some
you.
Questions for you.
And we are a peaceful bunch.
Right.
But yes.
But basically yes. what's going to happen is at 12 noon.
Yes.
You're going to be
an
over
event. On Stewart Avenue.
Stewart
we'll be
Avenue.
On the sidewalk.
And for folks who didn't know that Tom Tiffany had a Wausau office, it's good for them to know.
That's right. Loud and proud. And we're joined by the Ashland Indivisible. They're actually the ones that said, you know, this enough's enough. We're coming down. And so the thing between Ashland and Wausau is really growing a life of its own. But they had a town hall last week. We will most likely have one of those coming up as well. And they decided to come down. There was a private event this week also at the, I want to call it the Mud Creek Saloon, where several people from this group got up and decided they're going to go to this. They're going to talk to Tom Tiffany. And they went to this event. They were very polite, very mm-hmm. respectful. But we have a right to talk to Tom Tiffany. I mean, we are his constituents. And the press release plays really, you know, comical in a sense.
Right.
You have to laugh,
but
there's
so
nothing
much truth
in
it.
There
yeah.
that isn't true. It's yeah.
And there's been so much that's been going on, and again, if you get to the basics of what this system is, we, whether you like it or not, the people of the 7th Congressional District elected Tom Tiffany to represent them in Washington D.C.
And
in
I
the
just
House
wonder if they really know what he is and what he stands for. And which is nothing good. If you've ever read the Tiffany Telegram, it starts out, if it's not Biden's fault, it's the immigrant's fault.
Well, the thing about it as well is I think you can learn a lot about people is who they hang out with.
Oh,
whether
yes.
whether in our yes. lives or whether yes. in public life. And the man was in this area 2 days ago. And who does he hang out with? Right. Riley Gaines, who's
yep.
making a nice little
moms
career.
Moms for Liberty.
And Moms
yep.
for Liberty. But, I mean, you know, when you hang out with hate-filled people, it kind of says a lot, doesn't it?
It really does. It does. Instead of trying to understand a situation, if you look at, you know, trans people, how many are there really in the state to begin with? They deserve a voice. And out of the amount of people that are in the state that are trans, which is not many... How many are going, it's not like men are going to be running to go on girls' swim teams. But this is what they've told the public, and it's so disrespectful for anybody who is trans.
And the thing about that as well, it is also a game of hide the, you know, with the ping pong ball under the
yes.
cups. Yes. I mean, that's what Tom Tiffany's doing. Instead of talking about a lot of the other issues that affect
Everybody every day. And he's blown smoke and mirrors, and while you're worrying about this, he has just attempted to steal your Medicaid. He's taken things away from the farmers. He's taken a lot away from the seniors.
And also, there used to be almost a sense that they would at least pay lip service to serving the farmers and the seniors and
right.
anybody else.
They don't even
now,
do that
they
anymore.
Don't do
they
it.
Don't care.
It's all about the billionaires. And again,
there was a small group of us that went to Tom Tiffany's office a few weeks ago and sat down and talked with his aide. And I mentioned, say, Medicaid. That was my piece I was talking about. And I said, when you look, you know, 40% of seniors up north are in a nursing home and on Medicaid, one-third of the state's children. And this guy looks at me and says, well, you know, our views are just, if people can work, they should be working.
That is the line they use all the time.
Yeah.
And I find that to be just crazy.
Seniors in nursing homes and children?
And also, again, in this era that they keep yakking and yakking about that, we've had historically low unemployment.
Yes.
People are
yes.
working. People
yes.
are working.
Well, they were until, you know, like
yeah,
they.
Yeah,
that's another story.
We'll see the effects of what's happening in the next year.
Yes.
But they've been talking about this even back, you know, in the last administration. Oh, everybody, there's all these lazy people out there. I mean, they just.
People are working.
They
and a
treat,
lot of them.
They treat their voters like they're a bunch of lazy bums.
They do. And why are you accepting this? I mean, there's people out there that are working 2 and 3 jobs to make ends meet. And, you know, if you have to be on, you know, if you are on Badger Care or whatever, what does that say about your employer?
And also,
I mean, like Walmart.
Right. Because, I mean, we know what life was like before these programs were implemented.
Yes.
I mean, we know that there were seniors in this country who unable to really work these jobs, but yet had to do it, and they were driven into their graves. Or,
exactly.
Or if they weren't basically living in poverty, they would have to live with their families. And fine, if there's a family that wants to be that way, but it should not be the responsibility
right.
of... You know,
I want to be as independent as I can for as long as I can.
But we know, we've seen this, and yet Donald Trump during the last campaign said, boy, America was never richer than the late 1800s to the early 1900s. That is the exact era where there were there were no child labor laws. You'd have
exactly.
these kids working 18-hour days, 7 days a week. There were no rules on making sure that the meat you ate was clean.
Exactly.
There were seniors who... incredible percentage. I don't have the number in front of me that lived in poverty. And he touts this as this golden age
because
of America.
Because he's never had to live like that.
No, exactly right.
He'd never survive.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, right. There's an idea.
Oh, by the way, one thing that always annoys me is a guy that's been bankrupt multiple times, he was never asked to change his standard of living.
No. Never.
I mean, he would go broke multiple times, but yet never changed his standard of living. Talk about different rules for different people.
Yes.
All right.
That's right.
We got to take a quick time out. We're going to come back more with Marathon County Democratic Party Chair Nancy Stensel coming up after an information update here on 98.9 WXCO.
Off of the strip, in the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner, out of the grip.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us, 715-382-9297. Either call or text us at that number. We are joined by Marathon County Democratic Party Chair Nancy Stensel. Question I wanted to ask, because
yes.
we are hearing stories, and again, I'm not a big fan of polls and stuff like that, because I just think that that's another business aspect of politics. And we were just talking, there's a lot of business aspects of politics where people get rich in certain
right.
areas.
And they get comfortable.
And they get comfortable. Yeah. But I wanted to ask you, because some of the numbers showing that the Democratic Party brand is really tanked recently. And of course, last week, there's the old standby that... folks use Dems in disarray.
Yes.
Dems in disarray.
It's been disheartening. And, you know, it's been loss after loss.
Let me ask you a question, though.
Yes.
Because I have a big lead-in. When you see something like last week with Chuck Schumer, you know, basically there's a war, national Democrats, in terms of where the party is, what the party should have done in that situation. Did he sell out to Donald Trump and Elon Musk? Does that... And I actually saw a story, I think it was last night, that right now National Democrats are hearing from a lot of folks that usually give them money. No, we're not going to give you money. Does that kind of bad news trickle down to you, make
yes,
your job harder?
Yes, it does. It does. Marathon County Dems are doing excellent. And, you know, and we'd like to do more fundraising and whatnot. But, you know, coming back into to being the leader of the party, too, you have to show people what you stand for. You have to show people a reason for them to want to be with you. And I do feel the rest will follow. If people are engaged and you're giving them something to believe in, they will support you. And getting back to Chuck Schumer last week, you know, I'm a solid blue Democrat, but I'm going to tell you right out, I did not like what I saw. And I was telling you off air, several of us had been calling other states, New York and Minnesota. We should have been calling Illinois. and telling their constituents, call your senator and tell them to vote no on this. It's like, what the hell is the matter with you? You should be voting no. And that goes to, is Chuck Schumer as a person gotten so comfortable that he no longer represents us either? Democrats are losing, have lost a lot of the working class. It's like people think they've become the party of elites. We need to get back to those values of the working class, the underserved, if we are going to win anything.
It's such a, and I do see the issues involved for some of these national Democrats and the party itself in this current system where the Supreme Court started with Citizens United,
yes,
and it just continues to explode where the need for money is there. And I mean, I saw after the election, Akeem Jeffries went out to Silicon Valley to try mend fences because of these are people with money. And I know it's a tough situation because if you have no money, then it's very difficult.
You need money to operate on. You definitely do.
But it does feel like, and again, I mentioned to you that there was some theory that Chuck Schumer was listening to some big money donors who felt as though their individual businesses would be hurt by a government shutdown and asked him basically to jump on the grenade for them. The Democratic Party is going to have to, I think, make a very hard choice very soon because, yes, money is important, but it is at the same time killing the party at the same time, isn't it?
It is. It is. And that's kind of like what today is about, too. It's like, you know, these people want to take your Social Security. They want to get rid of Medicaid. How many things do you have to lose before you stand up and say, no, you're not doing this to us?
And also, I think, based on that last week, what it hurt in a certain way is the differentiation. And we were talking off the air that I think in some cases, people like Schumer think, well, if we just let Donald Trump continue to do bad things, we'll get a majority again in 2026. My thought is, because I think they would, to be honest with you, but it won't change the dynamic of where the people are. In terms of, it'll be a temporary bump, and then 2 years after that, probably go the other way.
It's back to business as usual.
Yeah, instead of giving a positive framework of what they want to do, that's the only way that you can truly, I think, change at the very core of the people, the hearts and the minds, is to not just say, well, Donald Trump's terrible, but what are we going to do? Have a positive message in terms of how government can work.
This is what we will do, not so-and-so's doing this, and so-and-so is doing that, and you should vote for me because he's doing this.
Because they're terrible.
No, well, what are you doing?
Right.
I want to know, what are you going to do this different? What are you going to stand up for?
And that's the only way, again, to get real change in what the political dynamic is. And I imagine for folks like yourself here in red country, for the most part, that the only way that you're ultimately going to change things is to not just get superficial where, well, they were mad at Donald Trump and maybe one vote they will go against him. In order to get true change, you have to have a real concrete positive plan, don't you?
Yes, you do. Overall, you know, I don't feel that Democrats did terrible this last election. We didn't lose by that much, but we did lose. But to look at, why didn't those other people show up to vote? They just sat home.
Right.
They're disgusted with both parties. And those are the people that you need to reach and let them know what you stand for, that you get them next time.
How do you help the... I mean...
How do I help?
No. How do you help get the party on the same hymnal?
That's going to be the hard one, and that is something we are really, really going to have to work at. This election coming up is, again, the most important election of our lifetimes. and I can't see, like, throwing our eggs all in one basket. You know, they'll say doors are the gold standard. Yes, they are. When you get to a door and you can actually talk to somebody. People are busy. People aren't always home. I think you have to hit an array of things. We do postcards as well, and they've been an extreme hit. And I think people do read a postcard you get in the mail.
Especially
that's
a handwritten.
A handwritten one.
I got one of those, and I have to say that most of the prepackaged garbage flyers.
I just look at where it came from.
Right.
Oh, Americans for Liberty.
When you see a handwritten note, number one, you don't know what it's about. So you have to kind of look at it.
So you have to look at it. And it, usually they're decorated up, and then you look at where it came from, and, oh, you know, this came from, you know, Madison, or this came from Sheboygan or whatever. And somebody actually took that time, that dedication, that passion to do that. And then I believe phone banking is a part of it too. I've actually had more people that do answer this time than what I normally have had. And tonight we're going to be joined by Ann Walsh Bradley is going to come in and do some phone banking with us, which, you know, we're just very thankful for. And she's just such a superstar.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to that. But I just think we have to meet people where they're at. Well, all the way through.
What's your feeling right now? Because obviously this has been an interesting race, the state Supreme Court race, because it felt like early on that Schimmel, and I don't know if I mentioned it to you because I know somebody else in radio from Merrill, and he told me about Schimmel and this little tour he took last summer, and he stopped at these fairs, and it was at the Lincoln County Fair last summer. Mm-hmm. It was interviewed on their radio station. It felt like Schimmel has really been running hard for a long time, and it felt like at the start of this year he had the edge. But it has felt like that edge has started to slip away.
I think it's really slipping away because, well, like I've written a few postcards myself, and one of my main lines in there is, do you feel that Elon Musk money should be buying the election from you? And it should not be. We packed our office. We had the honor of having Susan Crawford come and speak. We had so many people. They were out in the hallway. I was shocked how many people showed up. But when you listen to her speak to a crowd of people, the message she gives, that's what you want. That's what you want representing your state. And I know a lot of people have gotten, oh, I wouldn't say angry, but upset because they'll ask her a question, well, how would you rule if this happened? Right. And she'll tell you right out, I cannot say that. I don't have all the facts in front of me. I can't comment on it, which is the right answer.
Let me kind of turn this around a little bit.
Sure.
You talk about the effectiveness she had in that group. Well, it's 75.
And that's what we should be hearing on commercials.
Well, let me complete my thought here.
Okay.
He's very effective in a group setting. There was another aspect I was going to say here.
Sorry.
Now my mind slipped away. But the point being is that in those cases, she's very effective.
Yes.
But the commercials do not show that.
Right. We were discussing that at both sides, really. This one's doing that.
But the whole point of that as well is that we've got plenty of evidence that the negative campaigning is something you almost have to do. How do we change that? How do we change that mentality? Because, I mean, you said, again, 75 people, wonderful. But the people, the tens of thousands of people that see the television ads,
one after another. You never knew our Supreme Court was.
And frankly, it disillusions a lot of people.
It does.
And we talk about the people that don't show up to vote. And I think in a lot of ways, those types of ads do not get people to the polls, do they?
No, they don't. Nope. The TV station might be getting wealthy, but that's about it. No, answering your question, how we could change that.
Yeah.
I think if one of those candidates, and I would prefer her, to get up there and just say, you know, we're done with the negative ads. I'm tired of it. This is what I am going to do if I am elected to the best of my ability. I think you would probably garner the support of more people. I mean, you would me anyway.
Wouldn't that be wonderful to have a last week of the campaign where every one of her spots was just her talking to the camera?
Yes.
You said it.
Because
she's very effective.
She's a wonderful person. She really, really is. And she deserves to be in there. But, you know, on both sides, you're hearing these negative, negative, negative.
It'd be a great test, wouldn't it?
It really would. Yeah, it really would.
Just to say, for the last week of the campaign, nothing but positive spots talking to the camera about what you're going to do.
She is truly a dynamic person. She will get the job done in a nonpartisan manner. I mean, she wants the facts displayed in front of her.
By the way, you know, along that same line, we also need elected Democrats to get back on that bandwagon of talking about campaign finance reform. It's almost like they've given up. I mean, I understand that with the courts the way they are and with the way that the current breakdown in national legislature and Wisconsin legislature, that ultimately they can't do it themselves right now. But it still should be talked about on a consistent basis, because that poison in the bloodstream of our democracy is killing us.
It is. It is. They are buying our elections. And I know we talked about this yesterday on the Maggie Dawn Show. Kathleen in Wood County was very, very effective in working with it there. And I know here in the Wausau area, a couple of years back, our friend Rita, her and her husband, just they worked nonstop at this. And I'd like to see it go further. I don't want to see any of their work just kind of cave to naught. I mean, this is something that needs to be out there. How much money? I mean, how much money do you need to, you know, you need some to buy signs, to buy lit, to get your message, help you get your message out there. But millions and millions of dollars?
No. I mean, that would be the biggest change that we could have right now.
Yeah.
Honestly. I mean, it really would change.
Get back to the
people. It would change the dynamic. And again, I get saddened when I think about all the work that Russ Feingold did those years.
Yes.
To finally get somewhere and then have the courts pull the rug out.
Yeah.
You know,
pull the rug off under it.
Just this tough indeed. Again, tell us about 12 noon.
12 noon today on the sidewalk. Be respectful. Obey all traffic laws. And don't block driveways, and don't park in his office parking, please. But we will be having a rally. Bring your signs that simply say,
hey, talk to us.
Talk to us. We're your constituents. We want to see Medicaid saved. We want our Social Security. My God, I worked all my life for this. And that and many other issues. Start representing the people.
I look forward to seeing you there.
I will see you there.
9:49 is the time. 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. March the 20th of 2025, day number 79 of this year. There are 286 days remaining in the year 2025. Number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1916, 109 years ago today, Albert Einstein published his general theory of relativity. On this date in 1969, John Lennon and Yoko Ono married in Gibraltar. On this date in 1996, a pair of guys who've actually been in the news recently, a jury in Los Angeles convicted Eric and Lyle Menendez of first-degree murder in the shotgun slayings of their millionaire parents. On this date in 2016, Barack Obama became the first U.S. president to visit Cuba since 1928. On this date in 2022, after 30-plus years on network television, Maury Povich announced he would be calling it quits. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Hal Linden, actor, great actor. Barney Miller, but boy, he's done a lot of other great work as well. Hal Linden, 94 years old today. Director Spike Lee, Do the Right Thing, so many other movies. Big New York Knicks fan. He's always in the front row at Madison Square Garden. Spike Lee, 68 years old today. Academy Award winning actor Holly Hunter, 67 years old today. Actor Michael Rapaport is 55. Mikey Day of Saturday Night Live fame is 45 years old today. Ruby Rose of Orange is the New Black and Batwoman is 39 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Alien Abduction Day. It is Atheist Pride Day. It is Crawfish Cravers Awareness Day. Have you had crawfish?
I can't say I have, actually. Oh, yeah.
Is it good? Do you remember? Is it good?
I don't think I've ever had it, actually.
Oh, I thought you said you did. Okay.
Have you ever had it?
No, I have not. It is the Great American Meat Out. I will not be following. I'm a meat eater. I probably shouldn't, but it is International Astrology Day. It is Ravioli Day. It's Won't You Be My Neighbor Day, because this is the anniversary of the birth of Mr. Rogers. Great, great man.
Absolutely.
World Frog Day and World Storytelling Day. All right, it is time now for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
Every day we wrap things up by giving Ian three choices for the number for the day, two of which are incorrect, one of which is correct. And based on the math, you should get one out of three right, so 33%. Anything above 33% is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade, but we want more than that. We want it to be a winning week, which is more right than wrong. 3 out of 5, and of course his all-time best week, 4 out of 5, still looking for a perfect 5 out of 5 week. And our topic today,
Baron Trump,
the youngest child of President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump. I mentioned some celebrity birthdays today. It is Baron Trump's birthday. And the number of the day is, how old is Baron Trump?
Okay, what are my choices?
Your choices are 19 years old, 24 years old, 29 years old.
Okay, 19, 24, or 29 years old. So he's the youngest child of President Trump. Okay.
The only child with Melania. His previous children were with his previous wives.
Okay. 19, 24, or 29. Okay, I'm going to say, I'm honestly just taking a shot here, but I'm going to say 19. I'm going to go with A. My final answer, I'm going with 19.
It sounded like you were about to bring that one back, like a quarterback. He's about to throw the ball, then he pumped it back. It was going to go somewhere else, but then in the end, you decided to go with the initial receiver. So,
it sounded like it.
19 years old is your answer.
A is my final answer, all right.
Baron Trump, his birthday, March the 20th. He was born in 2006, so he is 19 years old today.
Yes.
I thought for a second you were going to change it. It's like, oh, no.
For somebody who didn't know anything about Baron Trump, I'm surprised I got that right.
Well, you now know a little more about Baron Trump. So Baron Trump, 19 years old today, and you clinch a passing grade. And now tomorrow you go for a winning week.
Yes.
We like that.
Very good indeed.
All right. Well, thanks to our guests today, Pat Kreitlow and Nancy Stensel. Tomorrow, Mike Clemens will be with us in the first hour, Paul McLeig in hour number two. Ian, now you can walk out with a spring in your step.
Yeah, especially with the sun out.
There you go. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Coming up next, it's Matt and Air on Air, and then we'll be back tomorrow morning from 8 till 10. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.